If I hear the orchestra play the opening notes of Faust, then make sure you look up in time to see the chandelier come crashing down.
Why are you trying to hurt me?
This has nothing to do with you.
Then tell me what it is.
I'm not your angel.
What are you talking about?
Haven't you ever heard about the Great Fire?
Yes.
Well, I was right here in dressing room 3 when it happened. I had been studying for years. I had made it into the chorus, and then one day I was chosen to sing the lead role in the new production of Faust.
I know who you are.
I rehearsed all the time, long into the night after everyone else had left, and I sat here alone, just like you, singing, dreaming. And then I noticed smoke pouring in under the door. I opened it just a crack, and then an explosion! Flames everywhere. My clothes caught on fire. My face. My face! And then nothing. I was unconscious for hours, maybe days, as the great opera house fire burned itself out.
And I awoke. I was curled up in a ball, and my face felt like fire. And I couldn't remember who I was or how I'd gotten here. So I shakily rose to my feet and through wreckage lurched out to the street, seeking someone to help me, not knowing how different I might appear. A woman strolled. I tried to gain her attention by calling, "Excuse me." But my jaw and my lips were so stiff and sore, I could not clearly speak. So no words issued forth, just a sound. Curiosity turned her around. She froze for what seemed like forever and began to shriek.
"Get away, get away, you decrepit, horrible, lucky wretch, get away!"
I staggered on. I neared a man with a cane, which he lifted to strike me.
"Get away, get away."
I backpedaled into a teenage girl I simply hadn't seen.
"Get away, get away,
when
get
I
away."
When I turned and reached out for her arm,
"Why is he reaching to her
assure
arm?
Her I meant her no harm.
Don't touch me!"
She cried very high, very loud, which attracted a group, which in turn drew a crowd who decided that I was
perverted.
Sick!
Get away, get away.
Horsemen try to run me down. Tradesmen join the chase.
There he goes.
A policeman try to gun me down. And there seems no hiding place. Some cheered my pursuers on. Bloodlust made them brothers. That awful day my name was gone, but they had no lack of others for me.
Vampire!
Demon!
Devil! Gargoyle!
Robber!
Vermin! Freak! Infection!
Spawn of Satan!
Monster! Difference! Difference! Difference!
I was chased and damned and hit by rocks. Every door was slammed and secured by locks. And I ran, and I ran, and I ran, and I ran. Till at last I was safe here where I began. Curled up in a ball, asleep by the wall. And I awoke with all my memories restored, where I lay, what my name was. But I also remembered how I'd been treated in the world above. And in this very mirror I gazed. I was frightened myself and amazed, and I thought, well, all right, let's live up to the sight, give them something to really be fearful of. And I awoke.
I would learn to survive in the shadows. I vowed to do anything to keep things as they had been before the fire, before they became different, before I became
a phantom. The Phantom of the Opera.